music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, I have to tell you some sorrow news. Today is the end of my career here at RBN and RBN as well. We are going to start a new program on the planet Mars, and we are going to be broadcasting live, not dead, but live from Mars with a worldwide, universal-wide propaganda broadcast for the Synagogue of Satan. Of course, today is April Fool's Day, is it? Anyway, what a way to start. Huh? I'm sorry. Just couldn't resist it. Well, Art is going to be with me for a bit today. We're going to be having another jam-packed show with information. These shows we do with Art, I think, are among the best shows that we've ever done, and we get good feedback, you know. When people write into me, they do like it very much. So we're very fortunate and blessed to have this duo relationship here at RBN. But first, I'd like to just thank the Heavenly Father for his sacrifice on the cross, Jesus Christ. He is the Passover Lamb, and you know, this weekend, many of us will be celebrating Passover. And as I say, we don't sacrifice animals, we don't kill goats and lambs, and we don't slay the bullocks, and we don't take the burnt offerings and put them up on the fire and burn the fat. No, because we know that he is the Passover lamb, the lamb that taketh away the sins of the world. True Israel, the real Israelite people of the Bible who are among us today, who are our people, don't know that. They've lost that connection. They are called the lost tribes of Israel, the so-called 10 lost tribes of Israel, and of course Judah and Benjamin as well, which have yet to be rejoined, and that will take place, I believe, pretty shortly. We will see that, of course, in the millennium, but in the meantime, we know that the Lamb of God is just that. It's not an Easter bunny. It's not rolling eggs. It's not celebration of pagan gods or anything of the sort. It is just thanking God that he sent his Lamb, that no one in Christ would have to die if they were to accept his eternal sacrifice for their what? For their sins. So I want to thank the Heavenly Father in the name of Yeshua Messiah, Jesus Christ, for his sacrifice for me and for you and for all those who latch on to his tree, the root, if you will, the etosh of God, the tree of life. Thank you. Well, I want to bring up Art now in Philadelphia because there's a lot of propaganda, certainly in the media this week, and quite a bit, I believe, of distraction once again from what is really happening to our world economically, particularly, and in terms of militarism, as we haven't seen since the beginning of World War II. So, Art, welcome back to our program.
Hello, Rick. Thank you for taking my call, and welcome to the RBN listeners. And I'm open to whatever you want to start discussing this week.
Well, I'm glad for that because I really don't know where to begin. I know that quite a bit in the bought and paid for corrupt media has focused in on all of the key players, the Russiagate question once again, which, you know, is a word in itself, you know, that is indicative. It is indicative of this buzzword of the Kremlin and again the rise of the Cold War leading beyond that stage and the bad Ruskies again. Once again during the Cold War, after the so-called Russians, the communists, actually were given about a half of the world to enslave by us in World War II and butcher and slaughter. Now, all of a sudden, again, it looks like, I guess the hats have been switched, and it's not the Germans now, it's the Russians, which is an indication to me that it is not the Russian people, per se, it is not any of the German people, per se, or the Italians, or the Japanese, but it is the hidden hand of tyranny, which we will get into again today, brought out by Harold Rosenthal. The hidden hand of tyranny, the tyranny that dwarfs all other tyrannies, Art, is that hidden, invisible hand of what you like to call, and I call, the Cosa Nostra. And they are the greatest of the greatest threat to the whole world, because they are doing exactly what they've accused all of their enemies of doing, and that is preparing them for the slaughter, for the enslavement. And they've done it many times throughout history, and they wish to do it to us again now. But alas, they will not succeed. In the end, it is they who shall be crushed, annihilated, and incinerated, if I may use that term. So this week, we once again hear about Russiagate. We hear all about the eavesdropping, the wiretapping claims, the White House with its enemies within, who just happen to be of that lineage, that are leaking information to the press. We hear the names again of those who have been in intel and national security advisors and the whole nine yards, all of those, including the previous one, Michael Flynn, who now is being denied at this point immunity, that is immunity from prosecution, if in fact he decides he's going to talk. And what is he going to talk about? Well, of course, that's the question. The question is, what does he know? Who is behind and orchestrating all of the events of these purported Russian-Trump alliances going back to last year and earlier, in fact, pertaining to electioneering fraud? We know that's a ruse. We know that it totally doesn't add up. In fact, if there were anything to it, it would have come out a long time ago. But it's being, shall we say, festered on the stove. The flames have been increased gradually, the frog in the kettle. And what is happening now is nothing more than an escalation to a drumbeat that will evolve into a war. That's what they want. That's what they're planning. And that's what we can expect. And it's going to be a brutal thing, because NATO, obviously, was created for that purpose, not for keeping the peace, but for keeping the pilot burning for the next world war. We'll see what's happening now in the Pacific, what's happening all over the world, in fact. And it's just growing militarism at a time when Americans are starving. So I say to you, Art, in your mind, what do you perceive as far as this being a major distraction in the idea or the ideology that what is coming is going to be economically, politically, militarily, and actually religiously a whole new world order? What are your thoughts on what I've just said?
Well, I would agree with you. First thing, if you read Sun Tzu, The Art of War, first thing it says is all war is based on deception. The first consequence of war is the loss of truth. So that's what we're seeing right now. And the question is, for instance, as an example, they're blaming Russia for basically in violation of the nuclear arms treaties. But was it not America who put Aegis air defense systems in Romania and Poland? Okay. Was that not a violation first of the strategic arm limitation treaties that we agreed with? And Putin even brought that up. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, with respect to this Russian situation, who said they brought it up first? Gangster John McCain said he did it. Okay. Mm-hmm. And who came up and brought it through there? It was none other than Nancy Pelosi's daughter, Christine Pelosi, who brought it up in Congress, saying that the Russians are behind, Trump. Okay, and who's basically with the legacy of the Pelosi's? Tommy D'Alessandro, her father, mayor of Baltimore, former mayor of Baltimore, tied in with Lucky Luciano. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you look at the source, it's pretty easy to see what's going on there. What's happening is these guys are globalists. Pelosi's made a lot of money by outsourcing American jobs and pushing all the business out of the country. Matter of fact, her husband was involved with trying to get the real estate deals for selling off all the post offices. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So him pushing America first causes them to lose millions of dollars in their coffers, their wallets first. Now, as far as the Russians go, why weren't they talking about Hillary, as RBN has on their website there, selling 20% of the U.S. uranium to Russia, okay, and getting over $100 million in the Clinton Foundation? Oh, that's just not an issue to talk about with Russians?
Well, it's true. I mean, it cuts across the matrix. Schumer's name has been dragged into this. Of course, he's one of the key players. And we've got Schiff, Adam Schiff, who has been dubbed the enemy of all humanity. A whole host of others that just happen to be the same key players in these, you know, these committees, House and Senate, who are taking up the call, the mantra for war. I mean, they're taking up a very dangerous saber-rattling message, which will, as Putin himself said, unfortunately lead to a warlike situation. And this is not the first time. This is the third time. You know, we're seeing the same militarism that, you know, Father Coughlin exposed in the 1920s and 30s particularly. He said it well, and he was driven off the air by Roosevelt, and it's, you know, imposing itself on the Vatican because he was opening eyes and opening ears, and you can't do that. What's happening, Art, today is these purported investigations, these purported leaks, all of them, in my opinion, come from the same basic source. Whether it's WikiLeaks reporting them or just happening to get them or not, and that is coming from Mossad, CIA, Intel. All of them are designed to create in the minds of the American public and the world that Russia is going to be the dominant enemy of the whole free world again today. When, as you just pointed out, the United States, on behalf of the synagogue of Satan, has made all of these preliminary advance moves with regard to the Persian Gulf, particularly what we're seeing with NATO, Warsaw, what we're seeing with all of these other aspects of Poland and Crimea, particularly Russia and Ukraine. And again, the United States in Syria, every single example where the United States has been shown to be actually supporting the so-called ISIS guerrilla movement, arming them. I mean, again, the public doesn't know that because the public doesn't get that delineation. So what is it? It's in the psyche of the minds of people who need to keep that on the shelf, that Russia is the new bad guy. And when the time comes, and I think that time will come fairly soon, where there is a cyber collapse of the banking system, of all economic travel worldwide, that it will be pinned to, you guessed it, Russia. And that Russia and Syria and a host of other countries, Iran particularly, will be tied into that matrix. That is what I see as a very distinct likelihood at this point.
Right, I would agree that they're trying to put them to blame. But the real thing is, what's coming out of your wallet while all this is happening? That is all a diversion while they're financially raping us. That's how I see it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you're right. And economically, I mean, you've had quite a bit of experience in quite a bit of what transpires in financial markets. What do you see as far as all of these reports I'm getting constantly now concerning the debt levels of the entire world to the Rothschilds and the banking interest are just totally mushrooming into the stratosphere, and that the pensions are now in mortal jeopardy? People have no clue as to what is going to happen to all the investments they've had. The derivative markets are totally unstoppable. So, I mean, how do you see this happening and coming down in terms of an apocalypse?
Well, unfortunately, it looks like it's becoming to look like 2009 again, where the too big to jail bankers are ready to see another haircut in the financial markets. Here's something I just found out very interesting. I was looking at Adam Schiff, and
yes.
This is a question I don't know. is he related to Jacob Schiff, the founder of the Kuhn and Loeb?
I think we all have that. We all have that idea that he is, and sure there is a. I'm sure there is a distinct relationship over the generations.
Right. Now, if he is, then he would be heavily invested into the Blackstone Group, which is the current incarnation of Kuhn and Loeb, as one of the founders of the, basically, the Federal Reserve Bank. Now, I was looking at recent reports called the Peter G. Peterson Report, and I sent you a link on it.
You sent that to us.
Right, so I thought it was very interesting. They have a pretty good insight into what's going on. Now, this is right from the Blackstone Group. About who we are, you know, just the about section of the webpage. Second paragraph, Blackstone is one of the world-leading financial investment firms. We create a positive investment. Okay, by doing this, we used extraordinary people. Flexible capital helps solve company problems. The company was founded in 85 by Steven Schwarzman and our chairman, chief executive officer, Peter G. Peterson, senior chairman of 2008. That's interesting. When you actually see what's happening financially, and here these guys are basically like a government think tank, and they do have some pretty good accurate information there in assessing the situation.
Sure, right. They do. Yeah.
Right, but they're assessing it from a way that they're, you know, it's like sharks swimming around their prey, ready to take advantage of it and make a fortune, like you say, on derivatives when they see things go sour.
Absolutely. So, I mean, they're in the right place at the right time every time. You know, look at the groups like Heritage Foundation. They were active in the 70s, my goodness, pre-Reagan era, and they were raising tons of money from people, and some of them like myself, I dare say, who thought they were going to be the opposition party again. Here we go with the dialectic, taking a strong stand against all of these intrusive government programs and all of these social, idiosyncrasies that were being handed to us by the left, and yet what we were doing was bankrolling their own agenda. Then we see the American Enterprise Institute. There's another one that really became quite a neocon organization, and a host of others who were really, again, the groundbreaking of the new right. It was the so-called new right, as opposed to the old, the conservative, traditional vanguard of conservatism, which was what? It was non-interventionism, America first in the truest of senses. It was America independence. It was economic soundness, policies of gold-backed, asset-backed currency. All of these things they rejected, they hated, but they put us on that war path internationally and that path domestically to basically doing what? Increasing government security, increasing the Defense Department, getting people domestically weaned on social programs, then cutting off the spigot. And isn't that what they're doing now? Cut, cut, cut. They're not cutting the budget. Trump's budget is not a cut. It's an increase. But it's the rates of increase. What is he doing? Handing over a barrel full of money to the Pentagon more than ever before at any given time, I think. And then he's cutting or proposing these draconian cuts in domestic programs. Of course, I'm not saying he's wrong, but doing it now at this particular time is to create a knee-jerk reaction. And the reaction is to create a civil war in the streets of America. Now the ACLU comes along and other, leftist or communist organizations to agitate legally, to agitate in the street with the Soros backing. And what do you have? You have a prescription for a full-blown circus of horrors, if you will, a civil war scenario. That's the way I've been predicting it since last summer.
Right, and I do agree it's a divide and conquer mechanism. Let's look back at history.
Absolutely.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at the end of the Yom Kippur War in 67, Israel said to Lyndon Baines Johnson, if we lose the war, can we have Arizona as the state of Israel?
Okay? Mm-hmm. I remember.
Then what happened? Yeah, just a couple of years ago, in Texas, I think it was around Port Arthur, south of Houston there, they had one of the state's representatives, congressional representatives, actually, I believe, wanted to break off part of Texas and make it the second state of Israel. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, look at the discontent in California, and they're talking about breaking it off as a state. Well, if they were to break it off as a state, who's going to be the owner of that new state?
I wonder. I can just imagine. Maybe right. Gabriel Giffords and Mr. McCain's bosses, huh? All right, we'll come back. Rick Adams, Uncensored, and we've got Art with us today. Join in.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yes, we're here with Art, and we're musing, speculating all of the nuances of what may happen, what could happen with all of the financial arrangements that are being planned for us, unbeknownst to any American except the informed, and how this is all going on, as I say, in a very stealth manner. And yet, you know, we talk about state by state, you know, Alaska and Hawaii, of course, and now we're talking about Arizona. And as you pointed out earlier, you know, I think one of the most nefarious candidates, people in office today who resurfaces, has to be McCain. And there's no coincidence about it that John McCain is connected to the hip with the Cosa Nostra in Arizona, the mob. And essentially, it's the Lansky's crime syndicate. Here's a guy who emerged basically with very little scathing from the savings and loans debacle of the 80s. You remember that, Art. You remember what he was doing, what he admitted to, so on and so forth. And you look at his checkered past, and people have raised some very serious questions about when he was a prisoner of war in Vietnam, whether, in fact, he was in a position to probably do some collaborating with the enemy at that time. And the question is, has all of that been in his dossier, his CIA dossier, which could be trotted out at any given moment? Now, we saw this with regard to his behavior with regard to the invasion over the border with Mexico into Arizona as well, when he took the Ted Kennedy side. You know, he's supposed to be a Republican, Kennedy a Democrat for three decades in the Senate, and yet both of them walked arm in arm with regard to actually sabotaging America's infrastructure with regard to protecting us from an illegal invasion. John Clark brought that out with his organization for the American immigration groups that he's represented. We had him on the show many years ago. And I just can't help but wonder. He and a bunch of others, Lindsey Graham, maybe another, Marco Rubio, they say, people like that, they have dossiers on every single member of the House and the Senate and potential candidates, or that is, people who are thinking about challenging the incumbents. If that person, he or she, is perceived to be a credible campaign finance, amasser, if you will, a political potentate, then all of this is all prescripted by Mossad and the American Jewish groups that are hell-bent on keeping out of Congress anybody who could be perceivably a threat and then advance up to a senior status. So what they do is they have these dossiers. They are Mossad dossiers. They've been known to be in existence going back decades, and they screen them out. Now, if John McCain has something in his past, which I'm sure he must, that they want to trot out, McCain is finished. So what is he now? He's an errand boy. He's an errand boy for the synagogue of Satan's war policies. He's trotting about now in Europe and NATO, trying to assure our allies that he's taking the opposition to Trump's so-called America First policies. That's the dialectic. Guys like right. McCain, Lindsey Graham, you and I know we're not naive enough to think that dossiers are not the key to this whole thing. The files are amassed on everybody who may be perceived to be a potential threat. And when they push the button, Art, the button rings, zzz, the buzzer, and it sounds. And they know, they get the message, I will serve this master rather than my public, my congressional population or my senatorial my state as a senator, you see? That's what it comes
right.
to.
Right. Now, I mentioned Lindsey Graham to get back to McCain. Quick mention on McCain. He realized he's the head of the Senate Armed Services Committee, so unfortunately he's in a position to represent Israel quite well.
There you go.
Lindsey Graham tried to run for president, and I've heard from people who worked in the, basically the investigation divisions of the government, said that they knew he was directly involved with cocaine smuggling. And when he ran for president, they said, if you continue to run for president, we're going to expose your criminal activity of being involved with South American drug cartels.
Wow.
And, as a result,
all right. Hang on to that, Art. You know, I've heard some similar stories as well. We'll get back to Lindsey and John, and we'll get back to Marco and a whole host of others, folks. Now you know how they control the political landscape. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Oh boy, here we are, folks. On this April Fool's Day, we're not fooling. We're talking about John McCain's ties, his connections to the mob in Arizona. And now we're talking about Lindsey Graham. And did I just hear you say something about cocaine? Cocaine connections? I'm all inebriated here. What do you say about John McCain's buddy, Lindsey Graham, fellow Republican, and his connections and ties to this nice traffic?
What happened is, you know, this is what I heard, and
doubt it at all.
Okay, that when Lindsey was trying to run for president back in the somewhere in the late 80s, mid-90s, in that time frame, he was basically confronted. This is, if you continue this presidential campaign, we're going to expose your direct activities with the drug cartels. And the next week, after he was presented that information, he stepped down from running for president of the United States. That's what I heard.
And here he goes again and again and again. And, you know, right. Marco Rubio, I call him Naco Rubio,
right.
You know, he's also been bantered about a lot of reports about him and gay nightclubs and drugs and cocaine,
right.
And so on and so forth. And, you know, you just know there's something wrong when the first thing out of their mouths is, I support Israel. And, you know, you see that in every campaign. I don't care if it's for Congress, you know, for Senate, local, state legislatures, when somebody says, first thing out of their mouths, I support the state of Israel, you know that there's something a little bit rotten in Denmark.
Right. And also, let's remember who else said that. His name was Rafael Cruz. He says, if you don't stand for Israel, I don't stand for you. We all know him as Ted Cruz, but, you know, his real name is Rafael.
Yeah.
Right.
And his wife, Goldman Sachs, heavily vested. Financial empire, Steve Mnuchin, you know, they're all one big circle. And Trump made no secret about that. So, you know, who's leading whom here? I mean, is the tail wagging the dog? Of course, you know.
Well, here's
go ahead. Continue.
All right. This is something I sent you the link. Basically, this came out of February 3rd. President Donald Trump sets up the new Business Advisory Council. Sits next to Blackstone CEO Steven Schwarzman and General Barra in the first meeting on February 3rd. So there it is, the heir of the Jacob Schiff Federal Reserve Bank founder, going right up to right now the Blackstone Group and Steven Schwarzman.
Schwarzman and Cohen. You're right. And now what are they doing? What are they proposing? They're proposing bringing back manufacturing. At the same time, in order to do that, they have to raise the tariffs, talking about economic barriers to trade, at a time when the United States has already lost all of its manufacturing, for the most part, lost its industrial base, at a time when all of a sudden they're stirring up the hatred internationally for more militarism. And I'm reading it now. The latest headlines on their NBC News has to do with Korea being threatened by Mattis. He's telling them, we will bring them war if that's what they want. We're talking about a buildup in NATO. We're talking about Russia doing exercises now. We're talking about the whole world ready for a war, and these guys are interested in America first. You can see the handwriting on the wall. These sons of Cain are at it again.
Right. Well, what does Szalonyi say? When all else fails, they take it to war.
That's
what it looks like. Right. And that looks like, you know, at least they're rattling, you know, with the situation. But it doesn't bode well for the middle class, as far as what I'm seeing here. Nor did it bode well for the middle class under the Democrats. That's why I became independent.
Does it matter? Tweedledee, Tweedledum?
Correct. Now, earlier we mentioned about McCain and immigration. Over 10 years ago, it's on noplaceforcorruption.com, I got a letter from John McCain for why he supported the H-1B visa program when it first came out. And he says, the reason I did that was for the Hudson Institute report called Workforce 2000, which is also on noplaceforcorruption.com.
Mm-hmm.
And in there, you look at the end of it, and you see that the two major sponsors of Workforce 2000, why he opened up the floodgates for all this immigration, was Raymond Gilmartin, chairman of the board of Merck Sharp & Dohme, and Jack Welch, the chairman of General Motors.
General Electric.
Right, General Electric, correct. The same ones who were basically taken over in the competition against Tesla for the Niagara Falls power system and then became directly owned through J.P. Morgan, which is a direct representative of the Rothschild banking interests over in the U.S.
And even Edison sold out.
Edison sold out, too, correct.
Yes.
Right, in his company. And one thing I found out about Jack Welch, you know, they put him on Business Week, owned by Michael Bloomberg, and he always put all these parables on his, you know, towards the end of the magazine, talking about his parables of a philosophy of business and morality. So I was up on Wall Street eating lunch the day that he bought out RCA. And at lunchtime, I sat next to these guys that came from Kidder Pete Buddy, and he says, oh, I can't believe where the money came from. I said, what do you mean? It came from Switzerland. Yeah, but it was wired up straight from Colombia. You know, Pablo Escobar and the drug cartels. Mm-hmm. So that day you hear, hey, General Electric buys out the RCA, and what happens is then a week later, Jack Welch basically buys out Kidder Peabody, calls it GE Capital, gives everybody in management a golden parachute, and makes the bond trader put the deal together, the new manager of GE Capital, formerly called Kidder Peabody. Now, you tell me that Jack Welch didn't know that he was dealing with the drug cartels?
You never know. We had a lieutenant governor in my state here, Thomas DeLuglio. He was a seasoned attorney. He was a vice, what was he, lieutenant governor. He was former mayor of Johnston, Rhode Island, a crime town. And he incorporated papers for a porn theater in downtown Providence in the 1970s. And then later on, it came back to bite him in the rumpa, and he said he didn't know what he was incorporating. He said he had no idea what it would be used for or what it would become, you know. And he dealt with them. He was basically fronting for the mob. And the mob was running the porn industry. But he didn't know. He had no idea what it was all about. So you never know, you know?
Right. And the Yiddish name for Cosa Nostra, by the way, is mikvah.
Mikvah.
Yeah. So just out of, I've been talking for a long time about the No Place for Hate, the ADL, and Abington being run by the Cosa Nostra. And here it is, you know, Steven Schwartzman has been living there all his life. Okay. Mm-hmm. And one of the other people went to school there. The same school that he basically went to was the former Department of Defense head. I forget his name already.
Who was that? Ash Carter?
Ash Carter, yeah.
Yeah.
What a coincidence, you know. A syndicate town, and, one person that comes from the town is running the Blackstone Group. The other one's basically running the Department of Defense.
And then we had Leon Panetta. Mr. Panetta was actually a stellar figure. As you, I'm sure, will attest. And what about Dick Cheney? Wasn't he Secretary of Defense at one time? And wasn't it on his,
Yeah. You're right. And it's just the day that he shuts down the entire air defense system of the country that we get hit.
Yeah, he just didn't know, because that was a training exercise that day. And it just so happened those dirty Muslims took advantage of all of that, you know, unbeknownst to us, of course. But he was on Cipral. He was well prepared just in case of anthrax and all of that. Well, you know, the thing that is most amusing in all of this now, Cheney, of course, surfacing again. What is it, 8 bypasses now he's had, you know, and he's ranting and raving about Russia, and he's very concerned now that Mr. Trump's policies may elude the greater magnifying glass of watchful eyes to deal with Russian imperialism. This from Cheney, you know, it's like, does any evil ever end with these people? We just lost David Rockefeller after 101 years. And David Rockefeller, now they've got all sorts of documentaries about him and, you know, all kinds of some rather unfortunate stories to tell about him. But for 101 years, he blessed the earth with the fortunes of his father and his grandfather, and on it goes. And what did they accomplish for freedom and liberty? I'm afraid nothing. Quite the contrary.
Tyranny.
Exactly.
Now, also, I remember the, you know, after 9/11, they, you know, at Flight 93, let's roll, that's what the people said. Little did they know what really happened is an F-16 was ordered by Dick Cheney to basically shoot it down over Swanksville, Pennsylvania. Okay? Mm-hmm. And he actually put out a YouTube video where he admitted, yeah, I ordered the plane to be shot down.
But somehow
that wasn't allowed to be talked about, that he actually made the order to have the plane shot down.
Art Rumsfeld had a few things to say about it, and he wound up mangling the whole thing. So it was obviously a contradiction as to what they were saying, you know. Well, it's like when W said he saw the planes hit the towers. Nobody else did, supposedly, but he saw the planes go right through the tower, you know. It's like these people are sociopathic killers. They're evil. But, you know, they wear the cross of Christ. They wear the lapel pins. They worship that fish, and they tell us how wonderful they are and how they believe. And then you get the out-and-out atheists, and some of them make better Christians than these so-called Christians. It's just scary, isn't it? Huh? Amazing.
It is. Right.
All right. So anyhow, so we got Dick Cheney. We've got John McCain. We've got Lindsey Graham. We've talked about Mr. Schwartzman. We talked a little bit about Cohen. Talk about Schiff. Who else is there to talk about? What's going on with Nunes now? Again, the Republican chair of the House Intel, and all of these contradictions supposedly that are coming out about who said what, you know, when, where, how, who's leaking all of this. And what it will reveal. Now, you know, the thing is, I said at the beginning of the show, this is a distraction from what's going to happen economically, militarily, geopolitically, and of course, what's going to happen most of all, from my point of view, religiously. Because I see all the churches now worldwide in Europe, particularly leading the way with the Vatican to try to bridge some sort of peace proposal that will emerge from all of this hostility. I understand it hasn't made the American media yet, but it has been talked about where a whole group of potentates have approached the Vatican to see if there's some intervention the Vatican can make based on all of the immigration crises that the synagogue of Satan has created all throughout Europe. What's going on with Germany? What's going on in France? What's going on all over most of Europe and the rebellion in Hungary and so forth? So they're like trying to prevail, Art, on some superseding religious body to bring the world together in prayer and some sort of exercise that would end all of this warism and suffering. And that's right out of the book of Ezekiel and Daniel and Jeremiah. So what we're seeing now is just amazingly accurate on the part of the scriptures as to what will befall us in the last days. This is just too good to be true, ladies and gentlemen, because it is. We're going to take some calls now, I think. It's about time to do so, folks. Hot and heavy today on April 1st, 2017. Lots more to talk about. We're going to hear a lot more this afternoon, I believe, if we have time, for the interview with Mr. Morgenthau. So right now, the number is 800-313-9443, as you know, and new time callers certainly are welcome. We have a call from Jerry now in Chicago, I believe. Hello, Jerry.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. And I wanted to ask Art a question. I had heard recently that McCain gets paid a subsidy on every bottle of Budweiser sold in Arizona through Canada. Do you know anything about that?
I don't know anything about it, but I do know that he's married into the Hensley family, which is part of the Debruffman Syndicate, which is up in Toronto, and it was a merger a couple of years ago, Budweiser being owned by a company in Spain, and who knows, that Spanish company is probably a front for the Cosa Nostra up there in Toronto, is an assumption that's probably where you're getting these facts from. It seems like go ahead.
Oh, one other question for you, too. It's off topic a little bit. But John F. Kennedy's assassination, Lee Harvey Oswald and Jack Rubenstein, were they at one time or same time employed by all three at different occasions, Richard Nixon, Prescott Bush, and Abriel Harriman?
Well, if you ask them, was the CIA involved? Yes, the CIA actually admitted that's public knowledge at this point. With respect to Lee Harvey Oswald, I think he was probably working under the FBI, under Hoover, under request of JFK to basically see what was going on and investigate activities. Jack Ruby, whose nephew is here in Bucks County as a judge, Alan Rubenstein, he was working directly with Nixon as an informant, as that came out in the McKeever report, and he actually also was a wheelman for Capone. So that's what I know about it, so you might know more than I do.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Jerry.
You guys have a blessed day.
Excellent questions. Thank you very much. All right, let's take a call from Tony in Tennessee now. Hello, Tony. Tony, are you there?
Rick,
come on, Tony. Here you are. Yeah. Tony the Tiger, yes.
How you doing?
Good, fine. What do you got for a question or a comment?
Well, have you ever watched the report from Iron Mountain?
From where?
Iron Mountain.
No, I haven't. I haven't lately, no.
Well, it was done over 50 years ago. In that report, they tell you there will be war between Russia and the United States.
Oh, yeah, yes, yes.
But that's
yes.
Not why I called. Really, why I called was, do you know who Greg Palast is?
Yes.
P-A-L-A-S-T.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
I was listening to him on Russia Today, and you know why that pipeline was put through the Keystone? Why Trump signed off on it? Mm-hmm. Payback. The Koch brothers helped finance his campaign.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the reason why these environmental laws are done away with Not for us. It's for all of his billionaire buddies up there so they can make more money.
Naturally.
They're getting ready to pollute us just like they've done the rest of the world.
Right.
Well, the coal, the whole movement going back to coal now is very propitious. Despite all of the technological advancements to clean coal, so to speak, it's not for no reason that this is the case. You know, let's face it, the nuclear question is now basically put on the back burner, you know, pardon the pun. But coal is now making a comeback in this administration for that reason. You're right. Absolutely.
Yeah, but where are all the coal workers, the mine workers going to be? They're gone now. How do you replace them?
Don't worry. There are many, many people willing to do anything now for a good job.
You know, I got a snapshot of that pipeline, and I saw the workers laying the pipe. There must have been 25, 30 people there and not a white person in the group.
They'll be migrant workers. You got it. Bingo. All right, we're going to take a break. Art's going to stay with us, right, Art? Stay with us. We will be back with Lynn and Frank and you in just a short time.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, folks, we are back again. We're with Art from Philly, and it's a real rollicking time today. Do we still have our caller from, what was it, I believe from Tennessee? He's dropped, Tom's dropped, Tony, rather. Okay, let's go to Lynn, then, in Maryland. Hello, Lynn in Maryland.
Hi, Rick. Hi, Art. Thank you very much. I was thinking when Art was talking about whatever the black place I was thinking of DeVos and her affiliation with CMT and Blackwater and the jails, and, you know, and her family's just into it up to her eyeballs. And any administrative aide could do a better job running the Department of Education. That woman, they'd have more experience. But I wanted to say something, because for all the rah-rah-rah Russians the government's doing, and believe me, I can't get any of them to listen to me, because what do I know? And I'm a Christian like you. But, you know, the evangelical Christian movement is as much involved in all of this as anybody. Now, if Russians did anything, whatever. But I can tell you, there are 24/7 prayer calls that have been going on since months before the election. The day of the election, there was a prayer conference call that had over 6,000 people call in. Intercessors for America had notice of a prayer call coming up, and in less than 24 hours, they got 2,000 people on a conference call line plus other platforms. These people pray 24/7, and if you say one word that they think is not pro-Trump to the hilt, and I mean even like just a neutral in a prayer thing, they will cut you off, shut you up, and they'll say the most horrible things, because believe me, when Jesus comes back, he's not separating goats and sheep. He's clearly separating, you know, Democrats and Republicans, because all Democrats are going straight to hell. And
well, I know of a few who are.
Well, I can tell you there are a few Republicans, too.
Quite a few. More so than Democrats, I think, yeah.
At least Democrats, you know, I like my devils with horns and a tail that I can tell.
Well put.
And actually, I can tell you there are some Republicans that I may not agree with them, but I can honestly say I've never heard them tell a lie.
Well, you know what it is. You know, you know, if you reach into a spittoon in the old bar rooms in the old West, you will get a quarter or maybe a silver dollar or
the gold.
But I don't want to reach into the sewer. You know.
Yeah. Thanks. But the other thing I wanted to say was these prayer calls—the one that's 24/7, it's still going on. And I mean, and they'll tell you that the liberals will cut you off and not let you have a word. Believe me, I got cut off in such an unbelievable way, and I was praying something about the city with seven hills and said something about D.C. because, you know, my thought is always Mystery Babylon. John knew Babylon wasn't a mystery when it came to the war on the beast, and everybody likes to say it's Rome, and maybe it was, but except that D.C. is a city with seven hills, and there isn't much more demonic place in the District of Columbia. I mean, it's got satanic symbology all over it. It was founded by Masons. In Washington, the cornerstone of the Capitol was Masonic, and the Washington Monument.
All right, we've got the clock ticking here for the hour is up, so we're going to have to move along. Thank you, though, Lynn, for your contributions in this hour. Stay with us, okay? Frank, you'll be up next. Art, you can stay a few.
I'll stay a few.
All right. Thank you, brother. We'll be right back, folks. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.